Welcome to the Parental Thriving Podcast. I am your host, Melissa Bujeya, journeying this path with you as I parent my own three children. And today I'm talking to you about how to help your middle schooler choose their subjects for secondary school.
Okay, I am live. Welcome to a new show. And today I am going to talk to you about helping your middle schooler choose their subjects for secondary school. And I will be speaking from a public school perspective because that is where our children go. But I know it will still help you even if your child goes to a church school or a private school. So let's go. And before I go deeply into it, first of all, I want to remind you that in order to help our children, we really need to look deeply into ourselves. Because what happens is that we can project our anxiety onto our children when this process is happening. We can also give undue stress from us and from the school, unfortunately. There can be undue stress to choose the subject as well. May I remind you that most teenagers, this we are looking at 12, 13 year olds, they still have no idea what they would like to do when they grow up as an adult. They have no idea, they have maybe a tinkling of what they are looking at, but the reality is that they don't really know what they want to do. And so choosing these subjects can be very overwhelming for them. So we have to really check in on ourselves. And if we are thinking, oh, I would really love my son to do art. Why? Why do you want them to do art? If you are looking at any subject, really, just look at why you feel that your child should do that. Yes, most of the time we would know what our children will excel in and what they would enjoy learning and doing as adults. But at the same time, we just need to guide them to reach that decision, that thought on their own, and not to have it kind of put into them because of us. And it is not a very easy way. There isn't much easy ways to do it. And mostly it is about listening. So one of the first things that I did with my own son, and that was through the school, because the school sent us this link to a website, which I will mention to you in a bit, where there is a quiz. And doing this quiz, it will give you how you as a person enjoy learning most, what is the way that engages you most in learning. And also from what you answer, it will tell you what kind of jobs you'd be interested to, and also the subjects that you can choose for that particular job. As a septic mama, I did it for myself before I mentioned it to my son, and it was very spot on. I was very impressed. So very casually, it is very important that we let them choose the way. Very casually, I went up to my son one day, it was the Christmas holiday, and I'm like, hey, you know, the school sent us this link with a quiz where it will give you ideas of what you might want to do when you grow up, and that can help you choose the subjects and the work. And I tried it myself and it was very spot on. I really liked it, so I think you should have a look at it. And basically I then asked him, like, would you like me to Would you like me to email you the link, or would you like to do it with me? And here he was like, oh, just email me the link, you know. And that is what I did. And then, because I heard nothing, I waited like a week. And again, I just weaved it into our conversation. Like, you know, that link I sent you, did you receive it? Just in case I will resend it. Or if you did receive it, do you have any questions? Do you need help with it? And, you know, in my case, he told me like, you know, I was going to ask you actually if you can come and we do it together. And that was what we did. So when he did it, and this is why these things are so important, to do them in a way that also the child is really taking the decisions rather than us. When he did it, and it was spot on for my son as well, you could see his eyes lighting up, because suddenly, where before he had no idea, he had no idea what he could do as an adult. He had no idea what subject to choose. And if he had an idea of the subjects he could choose, he had no idea why he was going to choosing them, except that, I don't know, he loved art, for example, you know? There was nothing more to it. And while I could have told him, because I did check the choice of subjects, I will be honest with you, I checked them out before him, because I wanted to know what there was, and what I felt that would help my son, what he could do as a choice of subjects. And the choices I made in my mind that he should be choosing, or that he would enjoy choosing, they were on the list of that quiz. But if I had told him, you know, that day, like, you know, you have these subjects which I think would be perfect for you, and he would have told me probably, and what am I going to do with them? What sort of job I'm going to work on? And I would have had no idea, except probably telling him to teach them. But when he did this quiz, there was this amount of open possibilities for him, which not even I could have imagined. And it was amazing to see him really looking suddenly forward to choosing his subjects. So the next step was, you know, when he was going through the answers of what the quiz gave him, and by the way, before I forget, the website is, and I will put it in the comments as well, exploremoreproject.eu, exploremoreproject.eu. Okay, so when he was going through, he was talking to me about the options they gave him and so on. And I was just listening. Now, this is a skill, I'll have to say, that I've only recently acquired. And it is very hard. It's very hard for us to just listen and not give advice, right? But this is so very important, especially with our teens, to start doing that. So I let him go on and on. Sometimes I would put in, you know, a comment like, oh, wow, that is so interesting. I can see you doing that job. What are you thinking as you read through this list? And that gets them, giving them these curiosity questions, gets them to think even more. And that helps them to find the choice which is right for them. So mostly I was listening, and by the end of it, I was like, so what are your thoughts? What are you thinking of doing next? And here he was like, well, now I have tons of subjects which I am interested in choosing, but now obviously he has to whittle them down to four. And he was like, but I'm not sure which to do. That is a big dilemma, because obviously there are so many interesting subjects for you, and it's difficult to choose you know, in reality, he would be just choosing two. They ask them to choose four so that just in case the first two options are not available, then they will give them kind of the reserve options. So I was like, why not you do a list of the subjects that you are most interested in, and then you can discuss these subjects with me, with your dad, with a counselor at school, whatever you choose. And he liked that idea, and he did that list. And he did actually speak more to his father about that choice, and I'm glad he did, because we need to remember that the way males and females think are different. So the perspective from a male perspective will be different from a female perspective, and it would be very important, I feel, that our teens get also their dads, the male perspective. So after that conversation with his dad, he whittled it down to four subjects. He just wasn't sure in which order he's going to do them. And I was like, don't worry, there's still time, obviously. And I'm sure you will have more opportunities to understand which are the most important subjects for you. And most importantly, any subjects which you are not able to do, which you are interested in, you can do them at any point in your life. You can do them as private lessons. You can do them on your own and teach yourself. You can maybe decide that you want to do them in 2, 3, 4, 5 years time, maybe 30 years time. And I also reminded him that it doesn't mean that if he chooses art and history, for example, that he has to be an art historian and nothing else in his lifetime, that he can at any point change careers, start studying again, and so on and so forth. And that was eye-opening for him, because it didn't pass his mind that he can study at any other point in his life, that he can, even though he does see me, I'm all the time studying, I'm a bit of a nerd, and but it didn't cross his mind so much. So knowing that he can change careers and that he can change subjects and do something completely different if he decides to, that was very important for him. And I did remind him of this a few times when I could see him starting getting anxious and unsure. Now, in the meantime, in school, they also started doing talks about the different subjects, so that a teacher comes that teaches a particular subject and tells them more about it and what they'll be learning and how and the topics and so on. And when he came and told me about it, I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. What are you going to do? And he was like, oh, I think I'll go and listen in and see what they tell me. And I said, I think you are doing a good choice, because that will help you understand if the subjects you have in your mind are really right for you, and also if and also in which order you might want to do them. And in the end, he also decided to check out other subjects which weren't really, he knew they were in the option lists, but not really, a bit interesting, but not so much for him. And every time he does one of these talks, he'll come back home and he'll tell me all about it. And again, mostly I just listen and I'm like, you know, sounds, the subject was interesting. What are your own thoughts? Do you feel that it is something you'd like to pursue, or you're still sticking to your other subjects? And, or else, I don't know, there was one particular subject which was like, I was like, oh my God, this sounds so boring for me. What about you? Do you really, does it interest you? And he was like, not so much. I don't think I would like to pursue it. And there was another time when he was like, you know, I didn't say anything, and straight away, and I was like, what are you thinking about it? And he was like, well, my thinking is that I can do this on my own and teach myself. And as you definitely can, that is what I did. I learned how to build my own website and so on and so forth. So yeah, you know, there were these things that it helps them. And when we are asking them, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts? This sounds interesting, but what do you think about that? You know, it gives them time to think. And while they are answering you, it gives them that openness to see, oh, yeah, I think this is more interesting for me than the other subject, or no, I still don't feel like it. And it opens their vista and their mind to what they really want to do. And this is still an ongoing process. They still haven't arrived to the end decision. I think they will have to decide it around about Easter time, I'm not sure. But I have found that in just asking curiosity questions and simply being present and hearing him and telling him things, like he'd say something and seems so frustrating not being sure how to choose the subjects that are so important for you because you like them all the same. And again, then that is where I remind him, and may I remind you that you can do that at any point. You can learn any subject which you cannot do at school at any point in your life. And that is how we unburden our children and how we help them be clear of how, of what they want to do and how they can achieve it without imposing our own thoughts and our own views. And it, as I said, it's not easy. It is a skill which I've been learning very recently, and it is hard because we want to tell them, you know, no, if you do this, it's going to be the wrong choice for you or something like that. But at the end of the day, even if they make the wrong choice, it's important to remember that mistakes are opportunities to learn. So yes, this is basically all you have to remember, that in helping your child make choices for the future, it is more listening to what they have to say, making sure that you are showing them empathy in the way they are feeling, and asking them curiosity questions so that they become more clear on what they really want to do. And before I go into my Maltese version of this, I just wanted also to remind you that next week, I will be talking on Valentine's Day as a festival of how you can make it a tool, like how you can use it as a tool to teach children, and how it can be made into an not interesting, what was the word that I was thinking of, meaningful day rather than the most, you know, commercial day. Rather than a commercial day, you make it a meaningful day.